last for laughs, he was a butterless man. The captain AM stable, he knew not where to stand. And after Starbuck and Stubb, they both bottled up their grub. Stiff last, he was a butterless man. And now he could walk the quarterdeck, he's freezing his soul. With the one eye out from Moby Dick and one eye on his gonna roll. But he dared not touch that sweet butter fat for fear of Ahab sticking across his back. Yeah, and he was short and stout and tough as they come. He could fire his arm pool like a sharp shooter's gun. And an officer he was, but the lowest of the bunch. No, he could not have no butter with his lunch. And that's why, flask of lass, he was a butterless man. And a captain Ahab stable, he knew not where to stand. And long after Starbuck and Stubb and Lord had buttered up their grub, our flask, he was a butterless man. I tell you the truth. No gravy for his beef, but no butter for his bread. He was a lucky if he ever got fit. I tell you, he could not cut his meat, he could not dish his peas. And the captain and the first mate did all what they pleased. Oh, as the fourth man low on the Pequod's totem pole, they could not even butter up his roll. And that's why old Flask Lass was a butterless man on Captain Ahab's table, and he knew nowhere to stand. And after Starbuck and Stubb and both buttered up their grub, Stiff Flask, oh, I tell you, yeah, it was a baby, got to raise your cup, Stiff Flask. Get him high and put some extra butter on your bread. You may one day find you're crazy out on a ship of fools, chasing whales without no number for your war. Yeah, you might.
Yes, we're man overboard here in this second set. Mr. Zachary Matthews has fallen ill to the flu bug. But he's in the bus. Everybody send some of that energy to him, that loving energy. Oh!